receives divine guidance, and some of the turbulent religious history and prejudices about this subject. You'll need to set some quiet time aside to experience CD2, as there'll be guided vision journeys and meditations that will help enhance your experience with the teachings in the other CDs. On CD3, I'll be discussing and exploring the various forms of divine guidance, and I'll be sharing stories and examples to help you experience this in your life. And then CD4 is the divine toolbox of affirmations and exercises to help you maintain your personal, ongoing connection to spirit. CDs 2 and 4 are the most important, as they're experiential and powerful tools that you can work with on an ongoing basis, and you will be amazed at what miracles you will experience. Using guided imagery, which is a right brain exercise and visionary process, effortlessly opens the door to the place within us that is our natural receptor for divine guidance. In the booklet that accompanies the CDs, you'll find an extensive symbol guide to aid you in understanding the symbolic language of spirit, so you can begin to experience for yourself this extraordinary part of ordinary life, long forgotten and longing to be remembered. The way of receiving divine guidance is called oracular consciousness. The consciousness within us that is essentially our intuition, our higher senses, and the deep abiding knowing of spiritual revelation. We all have it. It is our inner connection between our mortal finite selves, our immortal souls, and the divine spark of the indwelling spirit. Many ancient traditions teach this form of communion with the divine as a means of asking to receive a vision or guidance. Direct and symbolic messages are received this way, unconfined by the limitations of verbal or written language, and that's really key. The purpose of this program is to help you remember how to enter the conversation and understand the language spirits used since time began. Remember, spirit's always sending us loving messages to help us on our spiritual journeys as we express life in human form. Spirit has brought me here to share what has been revealed to me so that you will know what I know. The miracles are everywhere, and spirit is whispering messages of divine guidance and love to you whenever you're willing to listen. There are many territories to explore. The divination process of inner gazing through guided imagery and prayer is one. Divination or revelation to the experience of omens and signs in nature is another way to explore this language. There are also oracle tools, such as the ancient Chinese Book of Changes known as the I Ching, Norse runes, the Mayan calendar, the tarot, and countless others with rich cultural significance. Regardless of the form of divine guidance, it's a profound realm of depth, beauty, and revelation. Through the experience of asking for and receiving a message from spirit, we actually leave the finite and seen world of the measured intellectual mind and enter the symbolic, fluid, ever-emergent, unseen world of the heart and the spirit. Divine guidance is revealed out from the superficial, supposed natural state of things to the greater domain of the supernatural. For spirit is the supernatural, and we are first higher spiritual beings before we express ourselves through a lower human form. So on this audio program, we're going to predominantly explore the experience of inward gazing through the process I call vision journeys. These exercises will help you to develop your connection to the indwelling spirit and to ignite the capacity to receive divine guidance, however spirit wishes to deliver it. I'll tell you some stories and provide you with some examples of how spirit uses the natural world as a language and how spirit uses us too as conduits for messages, even when we don't know we're being so used. We're sometimes unknowing sacred sign bearers and miracle tellers, as the indwelling spirit will speak through us to help somebody else. We can dialogue with the divine through interactive oracles, signs and omens that appear in synchronicities in other people and in nature. They speak to us through meaningful coincidences and answer our prayers via the sacred act of divination. Messages from spirit come to everybody. The challenge is committing to the inner work these transformative moments invite us to do. The mystical life, the active spiritual life, isn't an easy experience. It takes courage and fortitude to maintain and nurture the link between our mortal selves and our immortal consciousness by having an active relationship with